देहिनस्मिन् जथा देहि कौमारजो वदन जरा तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति धीर सत्त नमीय। दिस इज टाइटल श्लोक, यू कैन नॉट मिस। द संस्कृत वर्ड इज देहिना अस्मिन् जथा देहि कौमारम जोवनम जरा तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति धीर तत्र नमीय।
Just as boyhood, youth, and old age are attributed to the soul through this body, even the soul attains another body. The wise man does not get deluded about this.
Yes. Now, this wise man, the word, Sanskrit word, is dhira. Dhira means that one who is undisturbed in mind. And our disturbance of the mind is due to our ignorance. Suppose I want to go somewhere. Now I am in the station, and actually it so happened when I came to New York first from India, I was dispatched to Butler by the bus station. But I was a new man. I did not know the rules and regulations. Of course, somebody was guiding me. Still, I was very much in distant condition, how to get on the bus, how to get the ticket, how... So, disturbance of mind is due to our ignorance. Yes, come. So, disturbance of mind is due to our ignorance. So here, a very nice word. You can come here. Alright. Here, a very nice word is used, dhiram. Dhiram. Dhiram means undisturbed. Undisturbed. So, this, we should carefully know that our mind in the material condition is always disturbed. Always disturbed. And this is due to our unfavorable condition. Because we are actually spirit in identity. And we have been put into material condition. We can very well experience, and we have, I got experience, I'm really attached to Pandya. He has also experience. He may be more than experienced than me. When we pass through the sea, on the sea. Although we are on the sea quite safe, still, when there is some storm, when there is some disturbance on the ocean, we also become very much disturbed. Because that situation is foreign to us. You see? We are not so much disturbed in the land as we are disturbed in the ocean, because we know that our position in the ocean is not our natural condition. So we should know that disturbance is due to our unnatural condition. Otherwise there is no personal disturbance. So, whole disturbance of mind, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prasadu Manne Siravarja Dihinam Sada Samadubhigna Dhyam Asad Graha Asad Graha Pityatma Ghatam Grihan Kupam Vanam Vatojat Harimasreta. This is a verse in connection with talks between Maharaj Prahlad and his father, Hiranyakashipu. His father was God materialist, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft bed. So materialist, they are concerned with gold and soft bed for enjoyment. You see? So his name was Hiranyakashipu. And the Prahlad, his son, Prahlad means Pratishtarupena Allahad. Allahad means pleasure. He's always full of pleasure. He has nothing to do with material, because material pleasure cannot give us pleasure. It is our mistake. But because we have no information of the spiritual pleasure, and because we are conditioned by this material body, therefore we seek pleasure through mass. Now, we have to raise ourselves from this position. And then we can get unlimited pleasure. We want pleasure, but we do not want such pleasure which ends. We want a non-ending pleasure. That is our heart's desire. But in material pleasure, we cannot have that. Even if you get a very good foodstuff, delicious, still, after taking some portion of it, you will feel yourself satiated. Then that very good stuff, you will say, no, I don't want it. Because that ends. So that is not real pleasure. Real pleasure is defined ananta. Ananta means that which has no end. So that pleasure you can have only when you are spiritually realized soul. That is possible. That is possible. We are reading all these scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many Vedic literatures that if anyone wants to have spiritual life, there is complete facility. There is complete facility. Now, this Prahlad was a boy, a child, not boy. He was only 5 years old. So his father called him, my dear son, what you have learned from your teacher, best, please explain. So he is explaining this. Tatsadhumanne suravajya dihinam sadasamudvignam dhyam asadgraha hityatma ghatam grihanda kupam vanangato jat harimasrayata. My dear father, and his father was materialist, therefore materialists are called in Sanskrit language asura, asura. There are two kinds of human beings all the time. Asura and deva. Deva. Deva means human beings who are connected with the Supreme Lord. Their life is for realization of the Supreme Truth. They are called Deva. Just like in a higher planet, there are also living beings. They are called Devatas, demigods. Because their magnitude of pleasure is far, far greater than ours. But because they do everything in relation with the Supreme Lord, therefore they are called Devata. Devata. Devata means demigod. And Asura, Asura means just the opposite. They simply enjoy life for the matter of sense pleasure. That's it. So those who are interested in sense pleasure, they are called Asuras. And those who are interested in unending spiritual pleasure, they are called Devatas. Devata and Asura does not mean that Asuras are very ugly and Devatas are very beautiful. Even the ugly man can become a Devata. Or even a beautiful man may become an Asura. That is due to his mentality. Because after all, the soul is pure. When he is in unnatural condition of life, wants to enjoy simply the material senses, he becomes Asura. So Asura can be turned into Devata. There is no hindrance. So Prahlad Maharaj, just see, the father was Asura and the son was Devata. So ye Asura's son can be Devata. And a Devata's son can be Asura. Just like in India. In India nowadays, there is a great movement for removing the caste system. Because the higher caste, Brahmins, they are claiming, due to their birthright, higher position. And the other, they are inconvenience. Nowadays the Brahmins are doing the same thing what we are doing, a Sudra, why he should claim. So that is just quiet. You see? So the Devata Asura, the division is that of course according to our Shastra, the Brahmin family is Devata family. But because nowadays they are descendants, they are deviated from the Brahminical culture, they are not to be considered as Devata. That is also mentioned in the Shastra. They are called Brahma Bandhus. According to Shastra, they are called Brahma Bandhus. Brahma Bandhus means son of a Brahmin, but not a Brahmin. Just like a son of High Court Justice, he can claim that I am the son of a High Court Justice, that's all. But because he is the son of a High Court Justice, he cannot claim that I am also the Justice of the High Court. So that the consideration is there. So Asura Devata, there is no such formula that in this line only the Asuras will come and in this line only the Devatas will come. The Asura can be converted into Devata and the Devatas also can be converted into Asuras according to their action. Chatuvarnam maya system gunadharma vibhavaka. In the Bhagavad Gita I find that this whole division of caste that is created by me, my system, I am created. But how it is? Now, according to guna and karma, according to quality and according to his work. He never says according to what. So just see, now here, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is Asura, but his son is Devata. And according to Bhattarai, he should be also Asura. But no, he is just Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is counted one of the great, 12 great personalities who can distribute transcendental knowledge. They are called Mahajan. Mahajan. Now this Prahlad Maharaj, because he is Mahajan, his statement should be accepted. So he is saying to his father, Asura Vacha, my dear father, you are the greatest of the Asuras. Asura Vajya. Vajya means great. So if his father addresses his father Asura Vajya, Asura. Because your aim is simply translator. Is it? So Tathadu Manni Asura Vajya Dihina. The father asked the son, what you have learned the best thing. So he is also saying, sincerely, before his father, the best thing. But my dear father, for the Dihina, here also the same thing, Dihina. Dihina means the Pahadevi. Dihina. Dihina means the spiritual path who has accepted this material body. This material body is foreign. That is explained. Just like your coat and shirt is foreign to your self. Similarly, this material body is foreign. So Dihna means one who has accepted the material body. We are accepted, when accepted means we have done something by which we have been forced to accept. Forced to accept. That's like if you are put into the prison house, has got separate dress. So when you are put into the prison house, you have to keep aside your own household dress, and you have to take that particular dress. If you say, no, I cannot accept this dress. I am a gentleman. I have got costly dress. I shall put on that. No, you must. Fourth, similarly, we living entities, we are forced to accept different kinds of dress. Oh, there are 8,400,000 kinds of dresses like this body. And your body, my boy, is now we are here, several ladies and gentlemen, but you will find that nobody's body will be similar to the other body. And God's arrangement is so nice that everyone has got his particular body according to his work. It is so nice arrangement. You will find millions of persons, and everyone will find different from the other. You won't find two similar persons. So then, because there are different kinds of mentality. Not that all our mentality is one and the same. No. And the law of nature is so fine that according to the different kinds of mentality, they have the different kinds of body. So Dihina means, so Prahlad Maharaj says that Tathadu Manni Asura Vajya Dihina. Dihina means of those who have accepted this material body for them. And what is their condition? That Dihina Sada Samadhubhina Bhiyam. Dihina, one who has accepted this material body, he is conditional life is always full of anxiety. Not that we are always in want. Even in your duty. Just like our captain of the year, seeing in this sea, he has got very serious duty. In the ocean, he is always consulting the chart. And the latitude, longitude, which time the sea is going. And that is anxiety. He got so many lives, so many properties, he's under his control. Any slight mistake would play havoc. We do not know. I was asking the captain, where we are going? But I do not know. I see simply vast of water. But he has not responsible. He knows the thing. So any responsible officer, any responsible, your President Johnson, he's also full of anxiety. I'm also full of anxiety. You're also full of anxiety. Even a small bar is fine. You give a small bar some drink, you see like this. Is there any? Somebody's coming. Somebody's killing me. So full of anxiety. This is the condition. So you cannot be free from the anxiety. Behina, Lanmana says, Sada Samadhibhina Dhyam, and what is anxiety? Na Asad Graha. Asad Graha. Because he has accepted this temporary body. He is eternal. Living sweet is eternal, but he has been forced to accept this temporary body. This is my position. One should be conscious of his precarious position, that I am eternal, but I am encased in a temporary body, which is not exist. However, I may try to make it youthful by so many arrangements. But no, the science cannot give you permanent life. Oh, that is not possible. You may, however, may be proud of your scientific advancement of knowledge. But Bhagavad Gita says that four things, janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukkha dusana darsanam. My dear sir, however you may make advancement in scientific knowledge, you cannot stop birth, you cannot stop death, you cannot stop old age, neither you can stop disease. So long you have got this body, so we must have anxiety. That is the law of nature. Now here it is said that let us finish that. Prahlad Master, Sada Samigbhajana Dhyam, my dear father, for persons who have accepted this temporary material body and is full of anxiety always, for them, my idea is that they should give up this materialistic life and surrender unto Hari. Hari means Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. That is the way of getting out of and actually this is so. And in Bhagavad Gita, he will find and the last instruction to Arjuna is Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. This is the most confidential knowledge I am giving you. Because you are my friend, and because I love you very much, therefore, this is my last word. So, we can get free from all anxieties as soon as we are surrendered to Hari. That is the whole system of spiritual knowledge. Aradhita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim. If you accept from the very beginning this principle, that I must surrender unto the Supreme Lord, then there is no other necessity of prosecuting your spiritual knowledge. That is the final spiritual knowledge. Aradhita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim. Tapasa means penance, accepting penance for spiritual realization. Now, one who has accepted the worship of the Supreme Lord, he has no more anything to do for spiritual realization. He has realized. And Naradhita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim, and after undergoing so much severe penances, if one does not understand what is God, then whole thing is what? Tapasata, the king, whole penances is fine. Because he could not reach the ultimate goal. So, Aradhita Jadi Hari Tapasata Tatkin, Naradhita Jadi Hari Tapasata Tatkin. Antad Vahi Jadi Hari Tapasata Tatkin, one who has achieved that knowledge that he can see within himself and outside always the Supreme Lord, he has no more necessity of any penance. And after undergoing all sorts of penances, if I cannot realize that God is within me and God is without everywhere, then all my penances are spoiled. These are very nice. So here it is saying that dhira, dehinatmin yatha dehi kaumaraju manangara, tatha dehantram prati dhira tatra namiyati. Dehina means one who has accepted this material part. Asmi, but in this world, or in this life. Jatha, as, dehi means within this body. Yes, because dehina means one who has accepted and this body, and dehi within this body. So I am sitting within this body. Now I am not this one. Just like you are within this head and coat. Similarly, I am also within this body. This gross body and the subtle body. This God body is made of this earth, water, and fire, air, and ether. This is our whole material body. Now, in this earth, in this planet, earth is prominent. Anywhere, the body, material body is made of these five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. These are the five elements. Just like this building, this whole building is made of earth, water and fire. You are taking some earth and you have made bricks and burnt into the fire, and after mixing the earth with water, you make a shape of brick and then you put into the fire, and when it is strong enough, then you set it, that's like a big building. So, it is nothing but a display of earth, water and fire. Simply. That's all. Similarly, our body is also made in that way. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. Air is passing, we're breathing, you know, that air is always there. This outer skin is hot, and there is heat in the stomach. Without heat, you cannot digest anything, you see. As soon as the heat is diminished, your digesting power becomes bad. There are so many things. This is element. Now, in this planet, we have got this body, which is where earth is very prominent. Similarly, in other planets, somewhere water is very prominent, somewhere fire is very prominent. In the sun planet, the body is there. There are also living entities. But their body is so mad that it is fire. They can exist in the fire. They can exist in the fire. Similarly, the Varuna Loka, the Venus. All these planets, they have got different types of body. Just like here you can experience that in the water, the aquatics, they have got a different type of body. For years and years together, there are aquatic animals, they are within the water, they are very comfortable. But the moment you drag it to the land, it dies. Similarly, you are very comfortable on the land. But the moment you are put in the water, you die. Because your body, bodily construction is different. His body is the bodily construction different. The bird's body, the bird, heavy bird, it can fly. But God made flying instrument. But your man-made instrument, it crashes, you see, because you are still artificial. So, this is the argument. Every living being has got a particular type of God. Deinas Ninjathati. And what is the nature of that body? But here, the matter is being explained that how we change our body. How? Because that is a difficult problem for us. Because we are engrossed with the idea of identifying this body is the soul. Now, the first ABCD of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body. Unless one is firmly convinced that I am not this body, he cannot make progress in this spiritual life. So the first lesson in the Bhagavad Gita is taken in that. So here there is Dehinati. Now Dehi is soul. Soul. Dehi means soul. One who has accepted this body, material body, he is called Dehi. So Asmi, he is there. He is there. But his body is changing. His body is changing. Now, our body was formed in the womb of my mother. That is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the physiology of this body. It is said that according to our karma, we are put through the semina of the father injected into the womb of the mother. And the father's secretion and the mother's secretion that is emulsified and takes the form of a pea, and that pea gradually develops. In 3 months, there are holes, 9 holes, the eyes, ears, nose, and the just like we have got 9 holes. And in 7 months, the whole body is complete. Then the child gets consciousness. And 10 months, it is just ready to come out. So by here, the Savior forces the child to come out. And the mother's connection. Because so long a child remains in the womb of the mother, she takes through the mother. So there is an intestinal connection between the child and the mother. So after the child comes out, the intestinal connection is cut off and he becomes a separate entity. That is the law. Now, our point is, as from the mother's womb, from the very beginning of her birth, as the body develops. Similarly, after coming out of the body, it also develops. But the spirit spark is there to stay. The body takes development. So, now, that development from this small child, he becomes a bigger child, then becomes a boy, then becomes a youth, then gradually an old man like me, and then gradually when this body is no longer useful, then it has to be given up, and another body has to be taken. This is the process of transplantation of soul. I think there is no difficulty to understand this simple process. Now the soul is there. The body is transforming every moment. Every moment. Imperceptibly. Just like if you have seen some your friend's child is small, and after 5 years you go to that friend's house and see the child, Oh, you have grown so big. You have grown so big. But the father and mother cannot see. Because they are seeing daily, they do not see that how my child is doing. Daily. But a man who comes all of a sudden after 5 years, he says, oh, the child is grown up. So imperceptibly, we are changing our body every moment. Every moment. That is just medical science. That we are changing our blood corpuscles. Every moment. You see? Similarly, what is the difficulty to understand that the soul transmigrates from one body to another? It is very nicely explained. As the owner of the body is there within the body, but the body is changing one after another, one after another. Yes, two examples are given. Komaran means the age up to 15 years. The age after 15 years, that is called Komar. And from 15 years, so upwards, up to 40 years, one is youth. And then after 40 years, one becomes old. This is the process of this body. But it will be later on explained. The spirit soul within this body, that is not changing. The body is changing. The bigness means yathādehi komāradhu unanjaraha tathā vihāntram prāpti vīrasatam vīra means the man who is out of ignorance. Vira means, we didn't first explain, Vira means one who is out of ignorance. That's it. So one who knows the process of the body changing every moment, then why he should lament when this body is less than another body? Suppose, if I throw away this covering of my body and take another covering, then what is their lamentation? What is the cause of lamentation? And one should be rather glad that the old garment is thrown away and one new garment is taken up. So this question, because Arjuna was disturbed that how can I fight with my grandfather? This is all right. That is my duty to fight. But how can I fight with my grandfather Bhishma Dev, with my teacher Dronacharya? It is not possible. So, he's playing the part of a fool, but he was not a fool, but just a teacher. Unless he becomes a fool like us, why this Bhagavad Gita will come? The Bhagavad Gita, just like it is play. Krishna is constant companion of Arjuna. So Arjuna cannot be put into that ignorance. It is for our benefit that by the will of the Lord Krishna, Arjuna is put into that sort of ignorance. So he is asking Krishna all these questions, just like a foolish man, and Krishna is giving instructions, so that it is being recorded in the history of Mahabharata for future generations. So here, Arjuna, you are declining fight. Declining fight that how can I fight with my grandfather? You see, he is respectable. He has brought me up since my father's death. And my teacher, Dronacharya, he has taught me this military art. Whatever I am warrior, my smartness is due to him. And do you think, Krishna, I can kill them? No, I can fight with them, I can kill them. That is not my duty. So Arjuna says like that. But Krishna says, no, you must be beautiful. Never mind who is that. Your grandfather or your teacher. No. When there is fight, you are a kshatriya. A kshatriya should not be. Has no other consideration in the fight. He must fight. So here is the thing. See, that Krishna does not say that you become a non-violent. No. He never says that. When there is question of fight, it's a right cause, you must fight. There is no question of becoming non-violent. Now, he is saying that don't be aggrieved even your grandfather, Bhishma, they die. Even your Dronacharya, it will be good for them because they are now old enough. And as soon as they are dead, they get a new body. So you should not be a distance. The one thing that is grieving to say that therefore a man should be killed. No. We cannot kill without reason. No. That will be a great sin. But this is a fight. This is a fight for a cause. They are not killers. It is said that a Kshatriya who lays down his life in the battlefield, he at once rises up to the higher level. Because for right cause, if one lays down his life, just like so many people, they lay down their life for the cause of the country. Do you mean to say they are sinful or they are going to hell? No, no. Those who are laying down for the good cause, their life, their next life is very brilliant. But if you commit suicide without any reason and reason or without any cause, then you will be sinful. It is sinful. These are, of course, we get knowledge from this. So, Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumanajubhanajara tatha dehantram prapti dhira-sattva. So dhira, one who has got complete knowledge of the constitution of this body and the constitution of the spirit soul, they are not aggrieved when a soul transmigrates from one body to another. That is the sum and substance of the whole this verse. Now, here some philosophical question may be read. There are two classes of philosophers that after liberation, after getting out of the body, the soul amalgamates with the Supreme Soul. That question we have already discussed. Still, there is no harm discussing it again, because any substance and knowledge, if it is discussed one after another, twice, it is better. Now, Krishna points out that every soul is individual soul. Every soul, and that is our experience, that every one of us, we have got some individual consciousness. Not that my consciousness is just equal to your consciousness. I do not know what is going on. We are all individual souls. But according to Mahavadi philosophers, they say, just like the sky, the ether is everywhere, within your body, and within mind, and within everyone. That the ether has taken a form due to this particular body, but when the body is vanquished, the ether another way with the greater impact. This is called Ghatakas Patakas. Ghatakas Patakas means that Akash is here. Now, Akash means Ether. Ether is here. Now, that Ether, now find this body. Now, this body, there is also Ether. Now, as soon as this body is destroyed, and it is burned, or it is in another way destroyed, that this Ether within my body becomes amalgamated with the greater Ether. So, this sort of attraction is not accepted in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the first reason is that ether is a material thing. Ether is a material thing. And the soul is spirit. Will have a later shloka that soul cannot be cut. Soul cannot be cut into pieces. The spirit cannot be achidriyam, adajayam. We'll get those slogans. Soul is never can be cut into pieces. You see? Just like here is a paper. I can tore this paper into pieces. But it is not possible for the soul. Then it loses its eternity or its stability. You see? So we cannot compare ether with soul because they are two different subject matter. You see? Analogy, those who are present here, knowledge of logic, analogy. Analogy is possible when the two things are, when there are greatest number of similarities of two things, then there can be analogy. Otherwise there is no point of analogy. Just like, if I say, oh, this lady's face is just like the moon. Now, there must be some similarity in this face and the moon. As the moon is bright and very beautiful look at, therefore this face must be very beautiful and very bright. And if the face is ugly, how can I compare with this moon? So, whenever we make some analogy, there must be greater number of points of similarity. Now here, ether is a material thing. And soul is spiritual thing, so there is no similarity at all. And besides that, so a soul, the individual soul, is different from the very beginning. Nitya. Nitya kāsvatuyam. In later verses, we come to understand, the Lord says that these individual souls, they are my parts and parcels. Mamimāsa jīva-bhūta. Jīva-bhūta, this living entity, they are my parts and parcels. How it is that? And I can give you a very good example. Just like the sun. Sun and the sun ray. What is this sun ray? The sun ray, if you analyze physically, you will find small molecules of raising atoms, shining atoms. This is material, you see. The sun ray is nothing but combination of shining atoms. It is not a homogeneous thing. Anything you take, you are artist, you take a point, any color, any photograph, if you analyze it with a microscope or magnifying glass, you'll find so many spots. Is it not? You are all artist. So, in God's nature, there is nothing homogeneous. There is nothing homogeneous. All molecules, atoms, particles, even in the matter. So similarly, we living entities, we are also spiritual atoms. We are spiritual atoms. And our magnitude also has been attained in this earth. That magnitude is stated in the Purana that Kesagra Satabhagasya Satadhakalpitasya. Kesagra, you're here. I'm no long here, you have gone. Now you can see the point of the here. Kesagra. Agra means the point of the here. Kesagra Satabhagasya. Now the point of the here is divided into 100. And that is imaginable. That's not imaginable by you. How the point of the year can be divided into 100. Kesagra Satabhagasya. Now take one part of that division and again divide into 100. This is beyond your experience, beyond your power. By arithmetic calculation, the mathematicians say that the point has no length and breadth. Oh, this is a disappointment, because he cannot measure the length and breadth of the point, therefore it is like that. The point has length and breadth. Anuraniyanamakatomaniya. Therefore, a certain class of philosophers, they are astonished simply by seeing the great magnitude of the Lord. But there is smaller, Anuraniyana. This is much smaller than the atom magnitude. So that is beyond our experience. Therefore we say nirakar. Nirakar means we cannot calculate the akar, the actual form. Nirakar does not mean that it has no form, it has form. Just see that the judges say that the point has no length and breadth. Similarly, the soul has everything length and within that point. It has got his head, legs, everything, consciousness, everything there. And because it is beyond the calculation of all the human knowledge, therefore they are disappointed. Miraka, not Miraka. It has Miraka. Our senses are so blunt that we cannot calculate. In this age of scientific enhancement, you take a dead man, you sit down. Now we can see how the soul transpires from this body. You cannot see. Our eyes are not qualified to see it. Therefore, all the senses, they should be spiritualized. If we want to see the spirit home, the Lord is spirit home, we cannot see the spirit far. We are very much proud of our senses, but our senses are so imperfect that now I see with my eyes, but I cannot see my eyelids. You see? The eyelid is always attached with my eye, but I cannot see. So, our power of using the senses, that is very limited. So we should not depend only on the senses. As a pratyaksha, it is called pratyakshanuma. There are three kinds of evidences. Pratyaksha, anumar, and vaipijya. Pratyaksha means that you can directly perceive. That is called pratyaksha. And anumar means you can conjecture. It may be like this. Perhaps it is like this. This is called anumana. And the other evidence is aitijya. Aitijya means to take evidences from the authority. So, out of these three evidences, this aitijya evidence, just like we are checking in this section, of Bhagavad-gita. Sound vibrated by the greatest personality, Sri Krishna. That thought of Pramana is accepted. That is the best. That is the best way of acquiring knowledge. Because so far direct evidence is concerned, it is impossible because our senses are so imperfect, we cannot have anything. We can have some direct experience of certain things, but not for all. Especially for this spiritual thing, which is beyond our experience. So pratyaksha means direct evidence we cannot have. And anuman means speculation, simply. And it may be like that. Oh, that is also important. Because our thinking power is also limited. Because our senses are limited. So our thinking power, mind is one of the senses. How can they stand? Mind is considered to be the 11th sense. There are 5, parmendriya and sensory organs and working organs. Sense and the mind is the chief. So mind is also considered as one of the senses, the chief senses. So because it is sense, it is imperfect. So by mental speculation, we cannot have it into right conclusion. By mental speculation. Though I'm simply speculating on mind, they can make some progress to a certain extent, that they cannot reach the ultimate goal. It is not possible by mental speculation. Neither is it possible by direct evidence. The only possible evidence is authority. Just like yesterday also I gave you that example. Just like if a child asks his mother, so who is my father? Now, the mother says, here is your father. But if the child says, I don't believe, so he has no other source of knowledge. Except the mother's version, that here is your father, he has no other alternative to know who is father. It is such a thing that neither he can imagine, speculate, or he may be my father, he may be my father, he may be my father. A lot of father he can gather. That is not possible. And neither it is possible for direct perception. The only possibility is the mother's evidence. Similarly, as the mother is authority for the child, similarly, the Shruti, the Veda, they are called mother of knowledge. So, for such spiritual knowledge, we have to accept the authority. Now, yes, the Bhagavad Gita is authority. It is accepted. Don't think that it is a scripture of the Hindus. No, it is for all human beings. There is reason, there is science, and there is philosophy. It is not dogmatic. So it is to be understood simply. So, and not only that, actually it is accepted by all countries, not only in your country, but in other countries also. Bhagavad Gita is accepted as one of the greatest book of authority. So this is the process. You should know it, that the spirit soul, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehinas means the Thadi, Kumana Yuvanayara, Thadi Hantram Prati, Virasasanam. As the soul is within the body, and the body is changing every moment, similarly, the last stage of change is called death. Death is nothing but the final change of the present body. That's all. And our death condition is for 7 months only. As soon as I leave this body, at once I am injected into other's mother's body according to my karma. I may be injected to a queen's womb, I may be injected to a dog's mother. That is due to my karma. The father is present there. The dog father is present there, the king father is present there, the devota father is present there. There is no scarcity of father. But it will depend on my karma. Which kind of father I shall take shelter. You see? So these things have to be accepted from the authority, scripture, life, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavad, and then it will be possible for us to understand the things as they are. And there is no personal sectarianism, and there is no personal hitism or backism. It is a question of pure knowledge. Thank you very much.